Hello there.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, sorry. I was getting something to eat and, I was getting something to eat, so I just didn't want to talk outside. But how's it been, man?
Life is great.
Yeah, I gotta say life is pretty calm, man. I mean, it's I don't know if it's because it's spring or summer, but for the most part other than like, I can't even call it a sickness. I'm just gonna call it allergies. Other than the allergies that were bugging me last week, it's pretty good, man. It feels good, and like it's just warm outside, and I can't wait to see what's to come next. And yeah, but how's life been? Great for you. What's up? Is there anything new that happened?
No, not much. Just my usual stuff, and it's getting close, I guess.
Yeah, same here. The usual. I pretty much, I just eat, sleep. I don't really do anything, but I do have a job interview tomorrow, so that's something.
Yeah.
So what's been in the news recently?
A lot. More than we can comprehend.
Well, where should we start?
So, a video said something in the chat about when you stay silent, you're actually saying yes.
That is very interesting. That is very interesting. What did they say in the video? I don't think I really watched it.
I'll play the audio right now. Let's put the volume up, and you can listen to yourself.
Okay.
To see politicians raving about vaccinations, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why every commercial break has an ad for 5G. It's because this is really just a clever way for governments and corporations to send you an offer that you accept unknowingly. This happens through a concept called tacit agreement, which is when you agree to something without even saying anything. You see, in law, silence is acquiescence. So when you stay silent, you're actually saying yes. You're saying yes to that tower down the street, that meter on the side of your house, those streaks you see up in the sky, and the very possibility that a vaccine could ever be mandatory.
So yeah.
That is definitely very interesting. That is a very interesting take. That is a very interesting take, man. I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right, because if you don't really speak out, I mean, you're not necessarily saying anything, but at the same time, you're just saying yes. I don't really care. Do whatever you want, and ultimately, if you're letting it happen, you're pretty much agreeing. You're agreeing to it. So, like,
Yeah,
oh, you were saying?
I was gonna say, if you don't say, please don't do what you're about to do, and then people in power who are really keen on actually implementing this, they're gonna go ahead anyway, because they'll bring something like, well, I didn't hear anyone say no, so why argue about it now? That's the argument they'll bring up.
That's honestly true. That is most likely the argument they're going to bring up, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it's like, if you don't really combat it or anything like that, it's like, they'll just go on and do it. Like, pretty much they'll probably even tell you whether if it's in secret or just out in the open that they're going to do it. And if you don't really say anything about it, they're gonna be like, okay, well, I guess we can do this now. I mean, because like you seem to not mind, so like we're gonna do it. But they pretty much always have an innate they have a thing where it's like they tell you, and if you don't say anything, you're pretty much doomed. So it's
Yeah.
for the most part, it's like you either agree or disagree. You willingly agree, or you stay silent and you don't, and like you pretty much don't say anything, you just let it happen, or you agree,
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, it's like all it's one of those three options. It's always going to be one of those three options. Sometimes in certain cases, they just might slide it in a bit and force it upon you. But for the most part, I'll say this, man, like, you gotta see, you always gotta say something, especially if you don't agree with what they're doing.
Indeed.
Yeah, so, I mean, I sent something in the chat, and I said, like, you know, I have to, like, you know, get out of New York, because, like, they said, I forgot what the video said, but, like, they definitely said something about, forcing people into, like, something against their will in New York, and I think they just signed off on that bill or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I don't know. New York is just not the same anymore, or at least the city is not the same.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, New York City is pretty much is a very massive city in the United States. And of course, with so much urbanization around the state, it is likely you're going to have a density of people that will think more progressively. Like, that's how I see it. Because if you look at how the two-party system works in the United States, majority of Democrats have like an urban cultural living, whilst Republicans are mainly rural cultural, has a more rural cultural living. So if you see massive chunks of red, but little dots of blue scattered around some major cities, that's pretty much why that is the case for why people think the way they think, because the culture is reflected and how they were raised.
Exactly. And I 100% agree with you on that. You know, New York is definitely a very massive city. And I will say this, you know, yeah, pretty much like, you know, the culture you grow up in is really how you reflect. It really determines your worldview, unless, like, you know, you realize as an adult, you don't agree with that worldview. But like, for the most part, you know, however you grow up is, like, you know, pretty much shapes your worldview. And it's pretty much up to you whether or not if you want to break that worldview and just, like, you know, try something different. You know, you're bound to grow out of, like, certain things when you get older. Like, you know, so if you grow out of, like, you know, the current worldview that is, like, you know, being perpetuated in New York or any other place, man, then, you know, that's on you. It's like, you know, you either become, you know, this self-righteous person who thinks that they're better than everybody just because, like, you know, they believe that they're a good person, or you just become, like, you know, some douchebag. But either way, it's like, or I don't know, you just, like, you know, or, like, you know, you just have a specific belief, whether if it's you know, a specific religion or anything like that. But I will say this, like, you know, most people, I don't know, it's like most people intrinsically need something to believe in, you know, whether if it's, you know, if it's God, or whether if it's, you know, politics, or just a specific person even too. But for the most part, it's like, you know, no one is really ever a non-believer when it comes to things. You believe in something, even if it's not really well known. You put your trust in something or someone, or pretty much something or someone. So it's like, you know, it's up to you whether or not you want to break that mold or not, because it just doesn't suit you anymore.
Yes, exactly.
And I'll say for the most part, man, I mean, you know, things also just have to get worse in order for it to get better. I'm always going to say that, because I acknowledge that things are going to get worse. I would love to be like, oh man, New York is going to get better, but it's not. It's only going to get worse. But I know that in the end, it's going to get better again. You know, and, you know, New York will probably go back to normal, hopefully semi-normal someday. It's not going to be this year or next year. I mean, even if Donald Trump gets elected, man, I mean, probably certain things will be semi-normal again. But, you know, after Donald Trump, man, who else do we have?
Yeah,
I mean, you know. Also, there was a tweet that I sent in the chat too, and it said something. I forgot the guy's name. Hold on, let me scroll up. I sent it in the chat. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Okay, so Dom, this guy named Dom said a former president will be passing away soon.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, I feel like I have my suspicions of who that former president might be, but, you know, I'm just not gonna say. I'm not gonna say anything. It could really be anybody.
Yeah, maybe they want you to think it's a certain person, when really they're gonna pull a fast card and just make it out as someone else that no one would ever expect.
Exactly. And I will say this, man. I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, dang. I mean, it's just like, I'm just not surprised with any of this anymore, bro. This doesn't surprise me. Every time when I hear this information, it's like, all right, man, so what am I going to do? I always think to myself, what am I going to do to, like, you know, so that I can, you know, to an extent avoid this? Because here's the thing. As long as I live in the United States or as long as I'm living in this world in general, I can never really avoid anything like this. I'm always, something is always going to happen, you know, especially if I say something that's, you know, not supposed to be said. I know that something is always going to happen. So it's like, you know, it's just best to, like, you know, watch what you say and just, like, you know, say things in a specific way and maybe not be too specific. And hoping that, like, you know, other people will know what you mean.
Yeah, get the message out without addressing the issue in question.
Exactly. I mean, even if you have to use a euthanism, like, you know, to address that issue. I mean, you know, yeah, you always just got to get, like, these issues out here because, man, like, you know, you got to wake people up because as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, there's still, like, you know, a good amount of people who are asleep or people who just simply don't want to wake up, who just don't want to accept the fact that this is how the world is. Me, frankly, I personally don't want to accept this fact, but I have to because, well, I see it. And, you know, if I didn't watch Sneeko or Andrew Tate, man, if I didn't really pay attention to what they were saying or, like, you know, how they were saying it, I probably wouldn't be this way. I probably would still be completely clueless. There's a bunch of things that I'm most likely still completely clueless on, but for the most part, I'm aware of, like, you know, other, I'm aware of, like, you know, most things, on, like, you know, the common things and, like, you know, the uncommon things. And, you know, I gotta say, man, like, you know, I'm really learning on, like, you know, which websites I can trust and which websites I can't trust, or, like, you know, which people I can trust and which people I can't trust, etc. So, like, for the most part, you just have to stay alert.
Yes, absolutely.
So, speaking of which, how's that, like, you know, Russian alternative of Google working for you, Yandex?
Yandex, yeah, it's still looking great.
Like, honestly, yeah, man, I'll be honest, it does still look great. Yeah, I gotta agree, man, it definitely looks great. And for the most part, man, like, you know, it's honestly a better alternative to Google, man, because, like, I don't know, it's just more advanced. It just seems more advanced, more, well, and also it seems like it'll give you information that you cannot find on Google.
Yes, and of course, the user interface is very clean and modern. And of course, there's, like, different add-ons related to Yandex that could actually protect you from any spam calls or any unnecessary calls you don't want to answer. And ever since I activated those on my phone, not once I got a scam call ever since I activated it. So, yeah, how is Google going to provide that in the next few years, if ever? Honestly, I'm not sure.
Honestly, I don't really believe that Google is going to provide that, man. I mean, like, you know, Google, yeah, it's going to be around for a long time because it's useful. But, you know, I don't really think it's going to ever change. I mean, like, you know, the most change I can see happening is, like, you know, a change to the interface and, like, you know, how it looks. But that's about it. I don't really think it's going to change.
Come in. I'm going to get some laundry bags. I'll be back.
All right, Mom. See you when you get back.
All right, so I'm leaving Coco and I'm turning the TV on and Eli's in his cage.
All right, Mom. Just stay safe. Stay safe, Mom. All right. Stay safe, Mom.
Okay, I will.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all right.
All right. But anyways, what was I saying?
So, we were talking about Yandex.
Oh yeah, Yandex. Yeah, I just see it as a pretty useful app, man. I mean, for the most part, and I'm not gonna lie. I'll be honest. I use Safari, but you know, I use Safari, but I still also use Google to an extent, and you know, but I'm mainly trying to use Yandex because, well, I'm not gonna lie. I just trust it more. I really do.
it just gets to the point.
Exactly. Exactly. And also, I think, like, you know, you can take a photo of something and, like, search it up, too. I think that's a feature also.
Yeah, the smart camera. I actually used it a couple of times, mainly for translation, because, wow, that it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. Like, you know, Google, I believe Google, you know, I think if I had to say that Google would provide something, I believe it's going to be that in the next coming years. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not really going to hold my head to that because, well, you know, Google might not even provide that in the end. But, yeah, like, I haven't really used the, like, you know, the camera feature on Yandex yet because you know, it definitely looks really cool. And for the most part, man, I, you know, when I do use it, man, I can't really wait to see, like, you know, what it offers.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the Yandex Smart Camera right now, and there are many options. You can point the camera on the search section of the Smart Camera, and, well, of course, there's the Cyrillic letters to what you're pointing, but if you press on it, it shows you, it identifies that object and gives you, like, multiple results on said object that you scanned.
Hmm. Wow. It's pretty cool. I like that.
And also, there's solutions on the smart camera, so if you have some hard homework to do, you can take a picture of that and kind of gives you the answer.
You know, I'll be honest. I could have really used that in high school.
Yeah.
I could have honestly used that in high school, man. Because I'm not going to lie. I mean, I found an app to, like, you know, pretty much do my homework. But, you know, for the most part, I could have definitely used that in high school to, like, you know, do my homework, whether if it's math or actually, no, especially math. Because I'll be honest, I usually just I wouldn't really call it cheating because I'm at home doing the homework. So it's like and the objective is to figure out the answers. So it's like I wouldn't call it cheating, but, you know, for the most part, man, you know, that's a very useful feature. I mean, you know, kids nowadays be cheating with AI and all that stuff, etc. But you know, and not gonna lie, I just feel bad for today's kids, man. I really do, because it's like I don't know, it's like I don't think school is ever really gonna be the same, man. I mean, I'm a little glad that I was born when I was born, because, man, I pretty much got out before, like, you know, the oil hit the fire, or at least the fire just, like, you know, got too big. It was starting to become a little progressive. Like, you know, I'm starting to notice that now. So I pretty much got out at the nick of time.
Yeah.
And yeah, for the most part, man. I mean, hey, you know, I just gotta say this. I still believe that, like, you know, homework should be a thing of the past. Like, taking homework home should be a thing of the past once you hit high school. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's like after eighth grade, it's like, okay, cool. Let's teach these kids how to do real life stuff. Obviously, like, you know, incorporate school stuff in it too, but only if it's, like, useful during life. But, you know, I really just want people to, like, know how to navigate life. I really do. Because it's, like, school doesn't really teach you that. It teaches you, like, you know, math, science, etc. But those things aren't really useful unless you want to be, like, you know. But, like, science isn't really useful unless you want to be a science teacher or just possibly a scientist. I'm not sure, depending on how advanced the science is. And, you know, most of these classes aren't going to be useful. Maybe Spanish class will be useful. Maybe, like, you know, learning a different language is useful. I just, you know, the teachers just simply have to be, you know, able to teach that to you. But
yeah.
Oh, you're saying?
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Okay, but yeah, for the most part, like, you know, other classes just simply aren't really that useful because, well, I mean, what do they really do? I mean, like, you know, other than, like, you know, getting you good grades. I mean, because I was in a different server and you know, this like, you know. Cause, like, you know, it's mixed with, like, you know, it's in the Sneeko server, like, you know, with the streamer Sneeko, and, like, you know, it's mixed with adults and, like, you know, it's mixed with adults and minors, and I also, like, you know, do a bit of, like, you know, and I also, like, you know, do a bit of server helping in that server as well, and this kid told me, like, you know, he doesn't even do his homework, he just does, like, you know, the work, Like, and he just they just get good grades from like the exams and all that. And I'm like, all right, then what's the point of homework then? I mean, like, you know, if you can just make up those grades, like, you know, based on like schoolwork, what's the point of homework in general?
Yeah, it's just a waste of time for you to do something extra only for you to be taught it in class the next few days, weeks, or, well, yeah, it's just, I do think homework in general does seem excessive. In fact, there is one country that doesn't allow homework, yet the children actually does better because they weren't given extra work to do in their free time. Like, they'll do a couple hours of schoolwork and then have some playtime, a couple hours of work, and then after that, just go home. The amount of school hours is so minimal, yet they learn so much from experience rather than complicated, some equational questions, something like that. So, yeah.
Exactly, man. And it's like, I just don't get the point of homework. That's why I did my homework at school, because I just didn't want to do it at home. It was school. It was pretty much another day of schoolwork for me. It was extra schoolwork, actually. Sometimes I would even hand it in. Sometimes I would even try to do the homework in class while we're still active. But, you know, for the most part, man, it's like, it's pretty much schoolwork to me, because it's like, and yeah, it's like, you know, kids can honestly still learn a lot and not get homework. And also, I'm not going to lie, it would take a little less stress off the teacher's hand, because, like, you know, they won't have to print this homework. They won't have to do anything. All they have to do is just make the assignments for the next day, teach it, then, you know, go home. And then, like, you know, make the assignment for tomorrow, the next day. Like, pretty much, like, you know, you're making something complicated that doesn't have to be complicated. I just, you know, I know it's not the teacher's, ultimately the teacher's fault. I believe if they didn't have to give out homework, they wouldn't. But, you know, it's like, for the most part, it's like, you know, I do believe that students can learn a whole lot more without homework. Because, like, you know, most students don't even do homework. It's like, I don't really blame them, but, you know, I would say if you're failing on tests, well, if you're not doing that well on tests or exams, then yeah, you should do the homework. Because, well, you know, it'll just get your grades up. I remember there was this one teacher who pretty much graded everything of mine all at once during the pandemic. And pretty much she got my grade up. And pretty much that's how I guess my grades got up. I probably wasn't her favorite, but she did. I guess she liked me as a student and she wanted me to pass. So, like, you know, for that, I'm just grateful.
Yes.
So, like, you know, homework, I guess if you're not passing on tests, it can be essential. And I would say, like, you know, if a kid wants extra credit, you know, that's probably the only time you should ever, like, give them something to do at home. Like, actually, that's a good idea. You know, don't give kids homework every single day. You should only give them homework if it seems like they're clearly failing the class.
Yeah.
Or just, like, you know, some extra credit so, like, they can get their grades boosted up a bit. You know, only like, I feel like the only thing that should be is, like, extra credit work. But, I guess, like, you know, that should, like, be an option. You should let it be known that it's an option if you want extra credit. If you're, like, even if you're passing the class, if you just want to be an overachiever, fine. Doesn't matter. You know, but for the most part, homework is just useless. It just is. I mean, and also, schools could literally be teaching children so many other things that they can apply to their everyday life, like how to, like, you know, do taxes, or like how to build, pretty much, like, I don't know. They can just, like, you know, take them out for field trips and all that stuff, and like teach them about the real world, teach them real life experiences. But, you know, instead they're cooped up in classes and all that stuff, and it's just. It has to be frustrating to an extent.
Yeah, I think school in general just feels like a prison. Like, I'm not just saying it for a laugh. There's a clear resemblance between a U.S. school and a prison in the U.S. Like, there's so much similarities. It's absolutely unreal.
Exactly. And I'll be honest, I guess you can say the creative people the creative people don't like school the most because it's like, I don't know, their mind is just somewhere else. But yeah, school, let me say this. School definitely does feel like a prison. It definitely does, and they have many similarities. I've seen so many videos on it. I've seen so many, like, similarities to it, comparisons. And yeah, no, school definitely feels like a prison, man. I mean, it's sad, but it's true. And, you know, I gotta say this, man. You're either a prisoner or you're just, like, you know, in opposition. And an opposition is a person who, you know, is in the prison, but does what he wants. He has a creative mind. He doesn't care about the prison. He just does it because he just goes there because he has to for the time being. But for the most part, you know, this person is very creative. Their mind is always racing, and you know, so much so that they can't pay attention in class because they just don't care about the work. It's not that they can't do school. It's just that, like, you know, their mind is just racing. And pretty much those people have a lot of potential. They have a lot of potential to be successful in this life. And, like, you know, instead of, like, you know, seizing off that potential, you have counselors and teachers that are telling you, oh, go to this college, go to that college, do this, do that, and not really encouraging you to really follow your real dreams. Because here's the thing. I believe some teachers are miserable and they just don't want to see a student succeed more than them. So it's like, you know, I feel like there are some counselors that would just not knock down your ideas or knock down your aspirations in belief that, you know, you can't do it. And who knows, they might secretly believe that you can do it. They just don't want to see you do it. They just want to see you fail. And it's very unfortunate too. And we live in a society where it's like, you know, you're preying on someone's downfall, and that's really sad. It's just sad, you know, and so I would say the only thing I liked about school counseling was the fact that I got to get out of the class. I didn't even need it at times. It was just a thing. Even speech too, because I was considered quiet, and you know, so therefore, you know, I took speech my entire life. It's probably why I sound the way I sound. But, you know, for the most part, hey, it is what it is, though. I do still hope those teachers are doing great, because I'm not going to lie, most of my teachers liked me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not dunking on them. I'm dunking on, like, you know, other, like, teachers, like, you know, to other students, obviously. I'm not dunking on my teachers, old teachers, because, you know, they were great. In middle school, the majority of them were girls. And yeah. I guess in high school, like, you know, it was kind of a mix of, like, you know, men and women. And, yeah. Hey. Well, I really wonder what would have happened if I went to a different high school. Same high school as my sister. Had a whole wrestling team and everything. Would have been the first one on the list. Even a 10th. I guess even a 5th to 10th. Maybe, but still, I would have been on the team.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know. Probably would have gotten a member, like, not membership, something for, like, you know, a college scholarship for it. It is what it is. That's the end of that. I still have aspirations to, like, you know, do something similar to that someday. So, you know, let's just see what happens. And God willing, I will. But yeah, let's see what else is in the news. Oh, wait, I actually want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
How's Loops going? How's Loops going so far?
Oh yeah, I was going to mention that at some point. So Loops, if you remember Byte when it first publicly launched January 24th, 2020, it's kind of the same story. When it came out, everyone was going crazy. It was all over the place. Then as the weeks go by, it's kind of dipping down.
It's kind of dipping down, you said?
Yes, it's dipping down. So right now it's a bit quiet from when it first came out. Like there's a lot less activity.
You know, I feel bad for the you know, I really do feel bad for them in this situation, because it's like, you know, the app has so much potential. It does. It's just that, you know, You have people who start up an app, but they don't really necessarily have the backing to make the app better and better, you know? It's a, you know, Loops definitely has a huge, great potential to be an amazing app. You just have to, like, you know, get some, I believe, like, you know, you either have to make the money yourself and, like, you know, put your own, invest in yourself, or just get some investors so you can make the app better. And then possibly, it can be a it can be an alternative to TikTok or Clapper. Clapper.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, it can be an alternative to either TikTok or Clapper or any other, or Likee, even though I don't see Likee as competition. Yeah. But hey, it can be an alternative to, like, you know, those things. I mean, it has so much potential. And I see some of the same faces on loops and, you know, yeah, it's like they seem like they're having fun, you know? Like, no, they're pretty much just doing what they did last time. You know, they do seem like they're having fun, and, you know, that's all you can really do. And, you know, because they seem like, no, the people on there seem like great people, but there isn't really enough people on there. And I don't even know if the people who are operating this app are getting paid to even operate the app.
I think they are. It's just, it's not a lot at the moment, but yeah. Eventually it will be enough to be sustainable.
I hope so, man. I don't want to see them end up like Bite. I really don't, you know, because in the... sorry, I was laughing about something else, but yeah, it's like I really don't want to see them end up like Bite, because, like, this app seems like it has huge potential to be a great app. I mean, it has the potential to be, like, you know, the next Vine, even. Shoot, with the right backing, with the right equipment, with everything right, you know, if you push this out, this can be the USA, the US version of TikTok. Maybe, I'm not sure, but hey. Also, speaking of which, I heard they, like, you know, passed the bill to, like, ban TikTok unless a U.S. company bought it or something.
Yeah, either a U.S. company or a U.S. millionaire, billionaire, or individual that has millions and billions of dollars. Until any of those things happen, well, yeah, they're going to get banned in January. But if there is a way for TikTok to be bought out by a U.S. entity, then TikTok can still operate in the US. However, there has been a source saying that ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, has said, we would rather risk the ban of TikTok in the US than have it sold off. Because it's a valuable asset to them. Like, the algorithm they have is too valuable. And to have TikTok be sold off to a US entity just to keep TikTok running in one country, ByteDance does not see the point in doing that. They would allow to have the ban go take place in January next year and still have TikTok be operating in multiple countries around the world.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I mean, I will say this, you know, it really doesn't make sense. Like, you know, it doesn't really make sense in their case to fold to that. I mean, if they're going to risk the ban, man, I mean, hey, you know, it's on them, I guess. But I will say this, man. My mom loves TikTok, bro. My mom does love TikTok. So she's not in support of getting it banned. And me, I'll be honest, I don't really know how to feel. I mean, it's like I just don't care. Because I don't really use the app. But, hey, they said we'd rather risk the ban. I mean, who knows? Maybe the USA will fold and be like, oh, never mind. You know, let's keep TikTok. Let's keep TikTok and, like, you know. But for the most part, hey. I'll say this, man. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to say what's going to happen. Because I don't even know what's going to happen. But, hey. Whatever happens, happens at the end of the day. TikTok either gets banned or they get bought out by, like, you know, a U.S. entity. And somebody in the U.S. or, you know, a rich billionaire, millionaire, etc. And, yeah. I gotta say this. I mean, I'm just not gonna be shocked. I mean, in 2020, I was excited. Then I was disappointed. And... So I'm not really going to excite myself because I'm probably just going to be disappointed anyways. But if it really gets banned, then, you know, tough luck. I mean, it won't affect me because I don't use it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but it will definitely operate in other places. I mean, but I would wonder what would happen to the West if TikTok was no longer a thing.
Well, that's a good question. People have said that. I have heard a lot of people saying that whatever happens in the US, it's going to domino effect in other countries. And even though there are countries that don't like China, as big as it is, no one hates China more than the United States government.
That's true. That's true. And yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I believe, you know, to an extent, it will have a domino effect. If it's banned in the USA, it will have a domino effect in other countries. And yeah, you're right. A lot of people hate the USA, and that's all because of it's because of one man, Joe Biden. So, you know, single-handedly, like even if you don't agree with Trump a lot, I mean, at least he wasn't hated by most countries. At least he brought peace. I don't really put my faith in Donald Trump because he's probably still controlled to an extent. But hey, he's the only hope we have for it when it comes to America. So I was like, also, I think Ryan Garcia endorsed Donald. Yeah, actually, no, he definitely did endorse Donald Trump. And yeah, Ryan Garcia won his fight, bro. Devin didn't do anything.
That's crazy.
Not yet, it is. Let me stop talking about boxing, bro, because that's the only match I watched. But yeah, you know, for the most part, there are many people endorsing Donald Trump. And I will say this, man, I you know, it's just inevitable for Donald Trump to win. Or he could be that former president we were talking about earlier. Before he even wins. But
yeah.
Thought about, yeah, that's kind of weird to think about, man. Because I don't know, man. It's like, I don't believe it's going to be Donald Trump. But if it is Donald Trump, man. Hey. No, may God. You know, man, I'm not going to say that. Actually, no. I pray Donald Trump is safe. He's still a human being. But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if that was the case, I do think that would have been too obvious. And a lot of people would, well, most people would be outraged by that. So for Donald Trump to be that former president that gets offed, that'd be too obvious. And especially with the trials that he's attending to prove his innocence. Yeah, I'm not sure how that would add up to a lot of people, even people at the higher end of the system.
I believe Joe Biden passing would be too obvious, but hey, we would have saw it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is old. Well, Donald's old. Donald is old too, but he's not senile. He's still pretty like, you know, clear-minded. And I'll be honest, if it's like a former president who's been president in the past, then shoot. I mean, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, I feel like the two, Joe Biden and Donald Trump passing, would be extremely obvious. And, you know, I mean, they're both old. They're both, you know, just passing by for the most part. And, you know, hey, I'll say if that actually does happen, whether it's this year or next year or in the coming years, then it was probably planned to happen to begin with. I mean, hey, I mean, you know, it's really just hard to look on the bright side of life, but you have to, man. Even though you probably know it's gonna get worse from here, things have to get worse in order for it to get better, and I will stand by that to the day I die, man. I've said many times, man. It's like, look, I wish I was up there, cause like it's just. I wish I was up in heaven. I wish I was up in heaven. Not in a suicidal way, just like, you know, because it just, I don't know. It's like, at times you just don't want to, like, feel feel these different emotions, man. But for the most part, I feel like every day, the more you're alive, the more you continue to breathe, you have a purpose in this life. You're not done on this earth yet. There's still something you have to do before you take your last breath. And that's how I see it.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. What else is in the news?
I sent a YouTube video in the chat, and that certain part of that video of this YouTuber that has 7.5 million subscribers. This is not like some conspiracy people are talking about or something too sensitive or controversial. It's just something that's relating to Obama that just put in there, and everyone's like,
Obama? That,
yeah. If you jump to 9 minutes, 5 seconds of that video, it mentions that there was a lost media video of Obama showing his, I'm not gonna say it, but it's if it was seen by people that had to censor that for safety reasons.
Was it nudity or?
Nudity is related. It's not fully, but something exposed a bit that had to be censored out.
Okay, so Obama was with a dude or?
No, this was during the time that he was campaigning to become president in 2008.
Oh, okay, got you. Okay.
And if this video went out sooner during the time of his campaign, then I don't think many people would have voted for him.
It would have ruined him pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, got you. And hold on, let me see if I can find the video that you're talking about. Is it
videos they don't want you to see? It's just after you sent that tweet about a former president will be passing away soon.
Ah, okay, got you. Let me see. Oh, okay, I see it. Okay, got you. Okay, I'll probably try to check that out later. But hey, man, Obama. I'll be honest, I used to have all the respect for Obama, man. He had a great voice, too, man. Now, I just can't look at Obama the same. I really can't.
Neither can I.
Man, I remember when he won the election, and me, my mom, and my dad, and my sister, we were celebrating. You're like, you know, Obama, you know. You know what's crazy? The Boondocks, right?
The Boondocks. Oh yeah, that episode.
Yeah, like pretty much like they simulated how black people would act in that time. I'm like, bro, why did I act like that too? Why did same thing? Not the same dances and all, but I was excited. Like, you know, I was watching television and Obama got elected, and it was just, we were cheering. We're like, yes!
Yay!
He's in office! those were simpler times.
Yeah. And then we had to get smart and know too much.
Exactly. Oh, I'm not mad at the knowledge, I'm just mad at that this stuff happened.
Yeah, we know, we have a wider perspective in the world that we live in. And yeah, we're just, some people just too ahead, and people feel paranoid about knowing this knowledge, and people don't believe those people because it's all in your head. But really, it's about the experiences that comes to us and that gives us the knowledge. You don't get knowledge from writing or reading. You actually experience it for yourself. And you take those experiences away visually, and it can be converted into what could be gained from writing or reading.
Exactly. And I 100% agree, man. Like, you know, you just can't get your, you really just can't get any knowledge from, like, writing or reading. I mean, that's, considering that, most children, I've heard that most children are actually failing school, too. That's pretty sad, but that's besides the point. you have to really get your knowledge from like life experiences and like, you know, truly making mistakes in life and just learning from them. Even if you have to make those mistakes multiple times. Even if you have to make those mistakes multiple times, it's like, you know, you just live and you learn. And yeah. I also tell myself, man, I really just wish times were just, you know. Things were simpler when cable TV was popular.
Mm-hmm.
When I would just come home, you know, turn on Cartoon Network or go on Kids on Demand and just watch my favorite cartoon. That's when times were simpler, man. And times were also simpler when, like, you know, you would watch a music video from your TV screen too.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, you know, at least those were my simpler times. Because, like, you know, I was younger. And I don't even know if there's a music on demand anymore on cable, because I don't even have cable. Let's talk about it, man. Like, who really uses cable anymore?
People that don't know that subscriptions to streaming services exist.
Yeah, that's true. And man,
like, a lot of people would know about streaming service by now, given how much access to information we have.
True that. That's true. Man, I also used to watch VHS tapes too. I had like this big TV, man. Like, it was great. I'm pretty sure the TV broke down, but, you know, for the most part, it was great. And also, not gonna lie, times were also simpler when I used to play video games on a monitor, on like a computer monitor. I don't know how I hooked that up, but like, I somehow hooked it up to make it seem good. But hey, it was fun times though. It really was. You know, and for the most part, man, you know, you have to think, man, like, why can't they just make a time machine so I can go back and watch those times?
Because if people know about that time machine, then they would use it for their own personal gain.
That's true. Even if they do have time travel figured out to an extent, I can see why it would be hidden from the public. I mean, unless they can somehow find a way to, like, you know, profit off of it from the public by allowing people to, like, you know, truly come to that time machine and, like, you know, relive a certain time in their life. And, you know, probably for a couple minutes, maybe an hour. And then I would say, like, you know, if time travel were to happen, they would try to find a way to profit off it. And it would probably be a lot of money to actually time travel, because, well, it's time traveling and you're getting out of this time and going to another time, either reliving it or just watching your younger self progress and just, like, you know, or just changing something from your past.
Yeah.
It would just be a lot of money. I really asked myself, like, bro, where's the time travel if it's not already invented? But let me not think about that too much, man. Because, like, you know, a couple nights ago, I really thought about that. I'm like, you know, it just made me sad. I'm not gonna lie. But then I felt better again. But, you know, let me not really think about that too much. Because the times we're living in, man, it just makes me upset. It actually does break my heart.
It sure does.
But you know, for the most part, hey. But for the most part, hey, man, like, you know, all you can really do is just, like, you know, I would say paint your own life, whether if you want to have that, whether if you want to have a family, couple kids, live on the land, live in the countryside, and just raise your kids off of, like, you know, what you used to watch. I'll be honest, I might just have my kids watch exactly what I used to watch and just have them play with some toys, because, you know, I don't know if... I'd rather let my kids have an imagination than just, like, you know, be a bot on a phone. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's one, like, if you, it's one thing to give your kids the phone for an hour or two. But, I mean, if you're just giving your kids a phone because you're too lazy to, like, you know, play with them or parent them properly, then, bro, you don't deserve to be a parent at all.
Yeah.
You really don't. But what else is there?
The daughter of Barbara O'Neill has been arrested for revealing things that are destroying our skin.
Arrested for revealing things that destroy our skin?
Yes.
Such as what? Like, you know.
Coffee, because it makes you dehydrate and cause mineral deficiency, which takes away the natural shine to your skin.
Okay.
Eating breakfast, because your stomach can't digest food properly in the morning, causing acne breakouts and oily skin.
All right. Well, I'll be honest. Well, as for the coffee thing, I don't drink coffee, so okay. Not affecting me. And breakfast, I'll be honest, I don't really eat breakfast in the morning that often. I don't know. It's just, that's just me. But hey, man, for the most part, I'm all for it. If, like, you know, breakfast is pretty much, so what she was trying to say is that breakfast is a scam.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So, collagen. Your body can't digest it. Does nothing but makes your, well, shit stink worse.
Wait, what was that again?
Your body can't digest it. Does nothing but makes your fecal matter stink worse.
Are we talking about breakfast?
No, I'm talking about other things that destroys your skin. Like collagen, which is something powdery.
Ah, okay, gotcha. I don't think I really know what that is, but hey, but you said it's a powdery. You said it's powdery, so I mean, I guess. Okay, so anything else? That destroys your skin.
One more is eating too much meat causes inflammation and affects collagen production.
Huh? Wow. No wonder. I'll be honest. I'm not 100% sure if that's true, but I can kind of get on board with that because it does seem, eating too much meat does probably seem like it could affect you in a negative way. I mean, I'm not going to go full on vegan, but hey, you know, for the most part, you know, whatever keeps my skin healthy, man, I'll try my best to absolutely, like, you know, abide by. I mean, hey, plus they arrested her, so this has to be true.
Yeah. If the government wants you arrested or once you are alive for something, then you're probably much exposing something that they don't want you to know or other people to know, because it's the only way from them going beyond the limits of the physical, mental, and financial capabilities that would make their lives better.
Exactly. And I'm not gonna lie, man, I came to the realization too that I just came to the realization that, you know, I shouldn't really be eating too much Chinese food because I've been eating it every single day for a couple years, and I don't know. I'm gonna try and limit it by eating it only twice a week, but for the most part, I gotta relax on that because, well, Chinese food does have too many calories in it, and you know, when I was a kid, I used to eat it a lot. I was able to eat it a lot and probably not get as fat. I'm not saying I'm fat, but I do see myself gaining weight.
And fair enough.
And for the most part, it's like, you know. Also, I don't know. I'm also going to try and start going back to the gym, and I just can't really eat Chinese food while simultaneously trying to get healthy. At least all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, you know, I would say, man, like, you know, I hope that she does get out of jail eventually. And as long as she's still alive, that's all that matters, man. As long as she's still alive and as long as they have not offed her, that's really all that's important.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think they pretty much killed another woman who was 36 years old. I forgot her name, but have you heard of that story? Like, you know, they killed another woman who was 36 years old for exposing something.
No, I haven't heard that story.
Huh. Let me see if I can find it. Kyle Roth.
Kyle Roth.
Kyle Marissa Roth. Yeah, Kyle Marissa Roth.
Okay.
So pretty much she was known for on TikTok for Hollywood exposing gossip, blind items, and truth seeking. And, you know, She passed away. She pretty much died. She pretty much died at the age of 36, because, you know. And for the most part, and for the most part, I will say this, man, like, you know, they definitely killed her off. Also, oh, in the news as well, apparently Kanye is calling himself God.
I'm not so sure about that.
Huh?
I'm not sure about that, to be honest.
Oh, no, I saw the clips, man. It's like, you know, I saw clips, and, you know, he called himself God. And, you know, pretty much, and I saw a clip where it's like, you know, he said, like, you know, he was, he had something against Jesus because, well, his prayers weren't, he said he would pray to Jesus, but his prayers weren't getting answered. So, I guess he said, like, you know, I took it into my own hands and I'm my own God. Because pretty much, because, you know, I'm like, okay. It's a bit disappointing, I'm not going to lie, because, like, you know, he went from being on this spiritual journey for about 2 years to just going back to his old heathenistic ways. And on top of that, man, I'm hearing, and on top of that, like, there was also some news that he was going to be making porn, but I'm not really sure if he's actually going to follow through with that, because his Instagram and his Twitter is deactivated. I guess he wanted to see how people would react to it, and clearly people have reacted negatively to that. And, you know, hey, I guess he's taking a break again, because he's not really sure, man. You know what's crazy, man? It upsets me, because I was actually starting to like the guy too, because he was speaking truth. How do you go from exposing who controls the world and exposing who controls the banks and saying how porn is bad to backpedaling so hard? I really just hope for the best for him. But hey, but who knows? He could just be a clone.
Yeah.
It could just be whether if that's the real Ye, or whether if it's the fake Ye. Regardless, man, it's just sad. It's just really sad to see. I really do miss the Jesus is King Ye, because it just seemed like he was more at peace at the time. I mean, you know, it just seemed like he was more at peace. Also, I'm not gonna lie, I like the fact that he wasn't cursing. I really did. Some people, like, you know, are suspecting that, you know, he's just hanging around at the wrong crowd. But I will say this, man, he's a grown man. He should really know better. But hey, it is what it is, man. I just really hope for the best for Ye, because, you know, he just seems like he's going back to his old ways, and it's unfortunate, because, well, it just makes it seem like it was just another phase in his life that he was going through.
Yeah.
It's sad, because I don't believe that a walk with Jesus Christ is like an era or a phase. I believe it's a way of life. But you know, hey, some people fall from and some people stay for the long run. But yeah, in interviews he was calling himself God. He wasn't really being checked on it either. He was just saying, the interview was just saying, dang, he's God. You know, it's like, even Kai had something to say about that. I mean, hey, Kai does a lot of things I disagree with, but, like, you know, for the most part, when it comes to defending God, man, like, you know, he's really on it. And that's, I respect Kai for that. I don't watch him, because his content is just not for me, man. But, like, for the most part, you know, he seems like a cool guy. Mm-hmm. But anyways, what else is there?
So, I also said something else in the chat in regards to a system in Brazil that, what's the caption say? It is an, so it's this Brazilian company that applies stickers for your car that allows you to streamline tolls, parking, gas fill-ups, and even drive-thrus. So it displays on your windshield. You pay at the end of the month, and I'm not sure exactly from the top of my head, but for what it seems, you pay subscription, and you don't have to pay up front. There's something added on to the sticker or the account, and just you can go through stuff automatically, and it just pays off for you.
Huh. Very interesting.
And it's secure too. So everyone's there are comments saying, "What? What if they just peel it off?" Like, There are people saying that whatever stickers on your windshield of your car, there's like a unique code that's made specifically to your car, so they can tell if it's stolen or it is associated with the car that's registered with.
You know, that's honestly very clever. I'm gonna be honest with you. And hey, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually very interesting. Do you think the US will incorporate something like that someday?
It depends how much it will benefit them than it will the people using it. But maybe if they can find a way to work for them, but if not, then probably not, because, well, there's people all across South America outside of Brazil, like Uruguay, for example. They've been using it for years, and it's been very beneficial to them, in terms of getting access to places, and don't have to pay up front. It just pays it off for you when it detects automatically. Like, well, the technology behind this is so advanced that it could it seems like it could possibly be implemented in the e across the European Union countries.
Well, there is definitely a benefit to technology, man, and a disadvantage to technology. You know, and I will say this, man. You know, technology is in a great place right now, man. But at the same time, it can also be the ultimate downfall to a society, man. Because, well, I say that I remember, like, in 2010, we were excited about like this stuff, but now it's like, now that I know what I know, it's like I'm a little concerned. I get a little concerned on how they plan on using this technology. Because it's like you can either use it for the good of society or use it for, like, you know, the downfall of society. And so far, I mean, AI is not bad, but it's also not the best thing ever. It's not bad, but it's also not the worst thing ever. You know. So you gotta really watch out for, like, you know, technology, man, because, like, it could really be the downfall of, like, you know, other people who are trying to pretty much escape or, like, you know, get out of a certain situation, but they can't unless they become a complete hermit and just, like, you know, separate themselves from technology. But in this day and age, it's hard for people to do that. I mean, especially because everyone needs a phone to communicate nowadays. It's like no one wants to always just go running back and forth. And, you know, for the most part, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. And also reading more of the comments on this digital sticker technology in Brazil, if you try to steal it and it, if you try to steal the sticker and whatever the code on that sticker is does not match the license plate that it's registered with, there will be police cars. They'll chase after you for that if you do so. So yeah, that's another up for the security and technology into it.
They'll chase after you said?
Yeah, the comment says you will automatically be chased by several police cars if you take a sticker that has a QR code that does not match with the license plate that's affiliated or registered with.
Ah, got you. Okay. So is that concerning or is it?
Well, there are a few concerns for sure, like if you don't have enough money onto that sticker of your car, then you won't be granted access to certain places. And of course, if certain governments allow it, they can use it to track you if you say something or do something that goes against whatever it is, or you say or do something that exposes most of their secrets, that most of the dirty secrets that they don't want the people knowing. So yeah, that's that there's a handful amount of concerns, but otherwise there are a couple of upsides that people seem to be praising.
All right, well, I gotta say this, man. As long as it doesn't, like, you know, hurt anybody or, like, you know, pretty much threaten anybody when it comes to their livelihoods, then I really don't see a problem with it. Because That's really what I'm concerned about. Is like, you know, it's one thing, like, you know, if you want people to do certain things, but if you're threatening their livelihood and if you're threatening their jobs if they don't abide by that specific thing, then I would say that that's not right. Because there are certain things that you have to do in this life at times. You have to abide by it in order for it to, like, you know, to make a living and to make your livelihood out of it. And, well, I mean, for instance, man, like, you know, if the market of beasts comes, man, you can't buy anything unless you get that market of beasts, unless you literally get it inside your arm or in your head. So it's like, you know, I really just get concerned. I'm a little bit more concerned when it comes to that, because it's like certain people won't be able to make it out. And they'll just have to abide, whether they agree with it or not. And by the time they realize it, it'll be
too late.
Exactly. And, you know, they would want to just, and in some cases, I say some, people are going to want to end it all because, like, they don't want to live like this. They don't want to live in this society. Like, for instance, I'm not going to lie. There was a guy who burned himself in New York because he knew a lot. He knew a lot, and I guess he just didn't want to live in a society like this anymore.
Yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, but I'm pretty sure I sent it in the chat like probably a week ago or two. Probably 1 or 2 weeks ago. But either way, I guess he didn't want to live in this society because, well, you know, he knew. He just knew what was going on. He knew what was behind the scenes, and it's like, I don't condone killing yourself, but I really don't. But do you blame the guy?
Honestly, I don't blame him for trying to tell people about the harms, the dangers. Like, if people should know about something, I say let them, because it will help them for the better if know about it. But otherwise, I don't think there's much arguments to be made about that.
Exactly. And I will say this, man, like, you know, for the most part, I will say this. I don't want to die. But if I had to die for something that I believe in, for something that like, you know, the elites disagreed with, man, I'll be happy. Not be happy that I'm dying, but like just be happy that I'm at least spreading something, and like the next generation is only going to spread that message for me. And well, also, I would know exactly where I'm going at the end of it all, you know. So whether if I died because of this truth or the very fact that I believe in the name of Jesus Christ, I think I would want to rejoice on that day. Because I know exactly where I'm going at the end of it all. You know, this is just a physical life. The eternal life is really what you should look forward to. I mean, yeah, I would say if you plan on making a lot of money, you should have kids, because then you can pass that money down to your kids. Obviously let them work hard and earn their money and earn their keep and all that stuff. But also, it's like, you know, help them out a bit. At the same time, just don't spoil them. Is that all, or do we have any more?
I think that's it for the episode.
All right, cool. Peace. The last one.